views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. And if you'd like to get... If you would like to get involved in today's conversation at any time, just give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **, and we will definitely see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So, so very important. So, today is a Monday. It is November the 20th, 2017. And we have a live show for you today. So definitely looking forward to that and want to get involved in today's, show. So looking forward to that. So if you would, definitely continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you are there, you will see the donation prompt that will be set forth there. Just go ahead and hit that, and you can give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network remains on air and is moving forward in the future, and you are engaged in overall coursing within future. So very, very, very important. So please support Black Talk Radio Network because you find it valuable and significant, and we want it to continue to be here. So give some of your financial energy. Another way that you can support the network is by going, you can stay on the same website, and you can go down and you'll see the capital B with the black background. That is, and you can click that, and that is for you to join the BTR community. BTR community is a social media outlet that the network has put together for you to engage in all of your social media activities. And while you're there engaging in your social media activities within BTR community, you will not be as adversely affected by, you know, as you would be in other forms such as mainstream media. And that is very, very beneficial. You know, many of us think that Facebook is free, but it's not. Many of us think that tweeting is free, but it's not. It's actually been put together for a very important reason. That is what I say is the control of you. And look how much information is given up, and look how much information is divulged, is actually disclosed by you about yourself and everyone else that you know. So it's a place where they data mine. And not only that, they sell your, you know, your identity on BTR community, which you can find also at www.btrcommunity. Will never be sold to any bidder. Can't say that for other platforms. So come on over to BTR community, $24 a year. And then that will actually be a way that you could support the network and engage in some of the normal social media activities that you have come accustomed to over the past couple of years. And this is a way that you can promote yourself, your business, some other business that you would like to bring, that you would like to highlight and bring information to. Great opportunity for you to do that there. Okay? So, before we, well, no, I'm going to finish this part. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there, then email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. Very, very, very important that you do that. It is in your best interest, okay? So make sure you do that, and so that the buying, so that you can, so someone can explain to you the buying practices, the buying process. I've been talking so much, folks, it's crazy. The buying process and how it's for you to engage and acquire your real money. Even though you're not paid as a king and a queen or as a lady and a gentleman, you definitely can be actually save as one, okay? Also, for those of you, we are actively engaging in crowdfunding and the cryptocurrencies. If you missed the presentation that we had on Friday, you can find it here. For those of you that missed it, it is. But before I do that, give you the number. Let me tell you what it's about. It is a phenomenal program of crowdfunding where you can turn $50 worth of bitcoins up to around 179 bitcoins for only a entry point of $50 worth of bitcoin, and a tenth of a bitcoin up to 1,215 bitcoins. A tenth of a bitcoin, so a tenth of the overall price of bitcoin, to receive 1,200 bitcoins. That is phenomenal. It's a one-time fee for that. And $50 worth of Bitcoin is the initial investment, and it's with Coins of Change. You could go to check out that website. But if you would like to, we actually had a presentation, and if you would like to hear that presentation, we gave it on Friday. You can find it here. Area code 712-775-7039, and the access code is going to be 9986. Oh shoot, no, made a mistake. 1 second, I forgot the code real quick. 1 second. Okay, here it is. It's 9869 55. 9869 55 is the access code. One more time, the access code would be 9869 55. So that is how you could hear the presentation. Area code, one more time, area code 712-775-7039, and the access code that you will need to use is 9869 55. Check out the presentation. Very, very important. Then once you do that, you can text me and let me know that you are interested, and we will put you into Coins of Change. At the, this is the value of this is phenomenal. We'll probably talk about it at some point today and going forward, because it's very, very important. Okay, now before we get into what's in the news, my man Scotty said, had to be patient, Dave. Had to be patient. And Brother Scotty, I know what you mean. Yes, we always do have to be patient. And one thing that we have to remember is just one of us, and there's many people that we have actually engaged in. And so that requires a lot of patience from us, because it's, you know, it's a part of the part of doing business is a part of the cost of doing business. But and I appreciate, and I'm glad that you said, I gotta be patient, Dave. I gotta be patient. Me too, Scotty. I know how you feel. I have the same feelings, especially when you're trying to help as many people as you possibly can.
Yeah,
and do the things that you're doing, and it really is requires a different muscle. And that muscle has to be grown. It will be put to the test because it will meet a lot of resistance. Well, and you know, you deal with all different types of personalities in individuals. Some are great people. Most, you know, generally are, but every once in a while, you get, you know, personalities that are, you know, not like yours, and that takes, you know, and I'm not saying it's one way or another. It is, sometimes you come into bad personalities, sometimes you come into super good personalities.
Well, Dave,
we
can
all
you
have
hear me?
To do that. So, yeah, Scotty, good. I could kind of hear you.
Yeah. And when I say I had to be patient, I'm pointing to a flaw within myself.
Right. Oh, I know that.
Yeah, because at times I see stuff, you know, again, because of the type of work I'm engaged in with media propaganda, right, and trying to inform people, I see a whole lot of stuff on social media, and I see everything that people post. I see their thoughts that they have, that they share, and some of it makes me feel like it just ain't no hope for some of us. It's just some of us just have... seems like we don't have any kind of level of consciousness, but we think that we woke, you know, in or whatnot.
Right.
But then I had to remind myself what Malcolm X said. I had to bring myself and humble myself and say, look, like Malcolm said, you know, don't be condemning people, or, and I'm paraphrasing, or losing patience with people, or not, or having just bad feelings towards people because they don't think like you think, they don't know what you know, you know, and they don't do how you do. Because at one time, Scotty Reed was out there in them streets, y'all. I'm telling y'all, I was engaged in some foolishness. You know what I'm saying? I was engaged in some very self-destructive behavior until I came into certain knowledge. I came into exposure to certain people like Malcolm X, and then, you know, I still didn't get everything right away. It's been a lifelong process of learning, and I still got a whole lot of learning to do, but it can become frustrating. Somebody expressed to me that they was feeling that same frustration when you're trying to talk to people about serious issues, and they seem to be, you know, distracted with celebrities and all of that. And then, like, let me just use this as a quick example. This person, she says she's an activist, you know, working for justice. I'll just leave it at that because I don't know her personally, but she's been done a couple of TV movies or something. I don't even know how I became connected to her on social media. But she made a post today, and she was blasting on people, saying, I'm sick of all these people talking about free Meek Mills. When did Meek Mills ever make a song that was uplifting, you know, for black people? Or when did he engage in anything positive for black people? And I said to her, I said, in all fairness, most of the people on the prison plantation ain't never made a positive song uplifting black people, and wasn't engaged in any kind of consciousness or whatnot before they went to prison. Okay? I mean, let's remember, Malcolm started coming into consciousness when he went where? To prison, right? And he had a lot of time on his hands to read books and study and think about things. And then even after he got out of prison, that man was constantly evolving up to the day he was murdered. He was constantly changing his views on things as he came into new knowledge or came into new perspectives. And so I shared that with her. I said, you know, I only been involved in so-called, you know, in a movement for 10 years. I only came into the knowledge that slavery still existed as a legal system 5 years ago. So I got to cut these people some slack for being how the system designed them to be. And you should have patience with them as well. I say, I know it's hard. I know it gets frustrating at times because we human beings. But still, though, you can't be blasting on people because they talking about free Meek Mills. It ain't about Meek Mills. It's about all the Meek Mills who have faced injustice in this system. It ain't about what songs he made. I'm only going to advocate for conscious people to get caught up in the system. No, I'm going to advocate against injustice no matter who is being practiced against.
Exactly, Scotty. And that's the, you know, if you don't care about justice for all, you don't care really about justice. It's just you, and so that's so true. And I knew that's what you meant, Scotty, because we both and we all need to mature ourselves in so many ways and come to a real responsible thought process, because when you're dealing with many individuals and in dealing with the general population, you have to remember that you don't know everything, nor do they, but there's an opportunity to grow and try to find that as much as you can. And I just want to thank you for you know, making that responsible call and being responsible in that way to say, okay, I'm not going to allow this to take me out of my space of what the overall objective is. And that's so powerful. That's really, really powerful. That's something that we all should emulate, and I'm glad you said that, and that's why I wanted to bring it up, because we are all equally perfectly made with flaws. And there is no what works really in different instances. It works because the application, there are many variables. Life has so many variables. It's almost the variables are as many grains of sand on the beach, as well as many stars that gleam in the night sky, in a clear night sky. So I'm just thankful for you all. I'm thankful for the relationships that I have built, those that bring their full dynamics, the ones that like to bring the trouble, bring the drama, and the ones that like to nurture, encourage, build. And I'm even appreciative of those that like to destroy, because there can be no winning without losing. There can be no up without down. There can be no happy without sad. There can be no joy without the removal of peace. It all goes hand in hand. But my response to it all is critical. I will always, always try to and will intend to be as patient as I possibly can, and to expand that overall patience even further. Why? Because that's what will make me better and others better around me as well. So I'm going to tell you, I don't open the door for someone to be a gentleman to that individual, per se. I open the door for a lady because I'm being a gentleman to myself first. And I'm patient, and Scotty's patient because he's being patient with himself first. Because we remember, we know the path that it takes, and we understand that we all adjust from some of the things that we find in our own shortcomings as individuals. And to allow ourselves that same adjustment with others means that we are growing past our flaws in creating our strengths even stronger. So, man, Scotty, I greatly appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are, what you do, and all of you at Tando Radio Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are and what we do. And I hope to continue to grow with you. I'm not a leader of anything. I just want to be a part of the sustainable prosperity that can be maintained, grown, and rehabbed within our community as a grain, not as the owner of the beach. just want to be the grain, and I would love to work with you all in that overall cause. So important. So, all right, a couple of things before we get into what's in the news. And my man Raj had posted a real good article on his, Raj posted a real, real good one, and it had, and it's from Futurism, and it has a bunch of gaming cards, GPUs, I think they're called. And these are actually actual units that mine the cryptocurrency. And this was a part of the future society. And I saw this and I said, man, this is a great, great post that Raj had. The future of Bitcoin is threatened by quantum computers. And it says, a different kind of computing. While much of the world is captive by the meteoric rise of Bitcoin's value, others are focused on the technology behind the cryptocurrency, the blockchain. The decentralized digital logger tech is building up a peer-to-peer network, and it is far more secure than the centralized systems used by traditional bank and financial institutions. However, another revolutionary technology is now threatening Bitcoin security. So definitely read that article, and I'm going to tell you, one of the reasons why we're in the coins of change and in the cryptocurrency space, because that overall space is going to continue to expand. And as it expands, we should be able to use this currency, because it is a currency, for leverage to acquire assets. Very, very important. And this is one of the reasons why I stress this so much.
Yeah, Dave, I saw
it's
that.
It's still a currency.
I saw that, and I responded to his thing, because they were saying in 10 years, that they will erode the security. And I responded to Rod's post by saying, well, Dave always has said, that's why you take what you gain and convert it to real assets like gold and silver and other tangible things that you may need, So that's why you have to pay attention to the market forces so that you don't lose everything. And you have to diversify your portfolio, as they say, or your holdings.
Yep.
And you've always said that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is, and that's what a diverse, in today's world, whenever the system tells you to have a diverse portfolio, it just gives you that descriptive word, but it doesn't give you any form of diversity at all. It keeps you in debt, keeps you in currency. Even its gold and silver is a debt currency. Even its Bitcoin that is going to make a derivative to will be a debt currency, because they don't want you to have the real assets. Because if you have the real assets, no longer is it ways and means. Your way of life provides for their means of life. Now you become relevant. You become sovereign to where you don't need the economy. The economy listens to you. Very, very important. And so please don't skip out on this. It's a great article. And know the overall power of this. Very, very, very critical. So we're going to get to that as well. Let me just 1 second. This is the time people are get off work, and I get a lot of phone calls right now around this time because people getting off. 1 second. So get to them after the show. So please, we're going to probably jump into this and reemphasize this, because this is very, very, very important. So should you be engaging in the cryptocurrencies? Yes. With what? A strategy. You engage in the currency with a strategy. And that strategy should always be to use leverage to your advantage and acquire assets for your prosperity. Prosperity meant So very, very, very important. Okay, so now, with that being said, I want to jump into what's in the news. There's a lot of good stuff. We're going to do current events today. Hey, the overall earth is really, really shaking. There's a Dutch Sense YouTube video from yesterday about the earthquake. There was a 7.0 earthquake, and there was some other subsequent other earthquakes that weren't aftershocks. And so the earth is ringing like a bell. So check out that article. Next article I posted. No, that was a YouTube video. Next article I posted was from Cointelegraph. American investors plan to hold Bitcoin until prices hit $196,000. Check out that article. We'll check this. This is a repeat. China, the president called Saudi Arabia's king with a pledge to boost ties. Very, very important. Next article, got this from Reuters. North Korea may have an ICBM capable of reaching the U.S. this year, says South Korea. South Korea spy agency on Monday, today, says it is possible North Korea could deploy an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States mainland this year. This year. It's November. It's the 20th of November. There ain't much left for this year. Meaning, they've been having it for years. And that it is monitoring the developments closely. No sign of any, of an intermittent nuclear test has been detected. Though, the North's complexities appear to be ready for another detonation at any time. The agency said North Korea definitely has full nuclear arsenal capability on offensive and defensive measures. So, and I heard that celebrity figure Trump wants to put them on the terror watch list, all setting up for a fight. Next article, this comes from Sputnik News. Erdogan's top aide, and that's the celebrity figurehead leader of Turkey, reportedly calls to reconsider Turkey's membership in the NATO. This is all the war is falling. I'm just going to say this before we read more of this stuff. That overall Middle East, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the haven of a false flag relatively soon. That is going to be global in scope. And it is going to have harsh ramifications here. Definitely could see that happening. Next article, got this one from Veterans Today. Saudi Arabia and Israel replace Syria with Lebanon as the next victim. Saudi Arabia and Israel replace Syria with Lebanon as their next victim. This is why that whole thing is going to be blowing up, ladies and gentlemen. Check out that article. That article is a little slow for me. Let me see if I can't pull some of it up. So sorry about that. Let me try one more time. And this one is support by the U.S. rulers is rather that in the nature of support that the ropes given to a hangman. Supporters of the U.S. ruler is rather in the nature of the support that the rope gives to a hangman. That was one of the quotes that was used. Here's what they're talking about here. This story is moving fast. The Saudis called for an emergency meeting at the Arab League, who then notified the UNSC that it wanted to brief them on Iran's alleged destabilization efforts in the Middle East. The biggest Arab and Muslim hater of all time. And Israel's military affairs minister wanted to form an anti-Iran coalition with Arab Muslim countries, despite some of these Arab countries having contributed largely to the ISIS terrorist funding in both Syria and Iraq. So here's what's significant about this whole thing. They're setting everything up. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's an engagement in the Middle East, in Lebanon and in Syria, with Hezbollah, and it blows off into something very, very critical, and the overall war will definitely jump off. Check out that article. Very, very important. Next article. This is a This is a very, very, very important one. The Great Retirement Con. We'll definitely read this one on Financial Fridays. 40 years ago, a great experiment was embarked upon. Once that promised U.S. workers using defined contributions, retirement savings vehicles, such as IRAs and 401ks, they'd be better off when they reach retirement age, which raises a simple but very important question. How has things worked out? Oh, my goodness. This is why you need to be your own financial advisor, and this is why you need to be a prodigious saver, and this is why you need to find full value. And Coins of Change is one of those avenues and vehicles that you should be using to do that. I will have a new members call for Coins of Change. We're going to do that probably, and if you miss it, that's quite all right. At 9:30 Central Standard Time tonight. I'm pushing myself a little there, but that's all right. I could do it. It's going to be 9:30, and it will be recorded. That is going to be for the new members call. And for the new members, you should already have that number. The members. You should already have that number. It's the one that I've already texted you with the membership one, and the access code is 6600 something. I can't remember exactly what it is. So for new members, I have that. Current members. There's a members call for those of you that are already in Coins of Change. We'll have a call with you all this evening at 9:30 Central Standard Time. I have to run and go do a presentation after Tando Radio Show. Then I will meet with you real quickly to have a call. So very, very important. Next one. And this one comes from it's a El Hajj Magna. This is a WorldPress.com publication. Hezbollah has stopped the flow of arms from Syria to Lebanon. This whole thing is going to blow up. In November, Hezbollah has reached its military readiness on the whole Lebanese territory in the last few days and put its forces on high alert in the light of the threats that it has received from a number of countries, and especially from Israel and Saudi Arabia. Going to explode, y'all. Next article from Natural News. Breast milk, the gift that keeps on giving. Babies who were exclusively breastfed have less than half the risk of eczemas as teenagers, and then those that have not. And there's so many other things. And not only that, moms, please have the right diet for breastfeeding. Next article, this is on Sputnik News. Zimbabwe's ruling party starts removing Mugabe from office. According to the cybersecurity minister, ruling party Zimbabwe African National Union has given President Robert Mugabe until noon on Monday to step down as president or face impeachment. I haven't been able to catch up on that news today. I know Mugabe said no, and then they said that they were going to start the overall impeachment on Tuesday. That was the last that I heard. So we'll see how that unfolds. Next article. This one comes from Newsweek. U.S. military should choke North Korea to submission, retired Navy lieutenant says. U.S. should choke North Korea to submission. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump should deploy a naval blockade against North Korea in order to stop its nuclear weapons program, argues a retired Navy Lieutenant Commander. Sorry, y'all. Tired. Retired Navy Lieutenant Commander. Let me just tell you this. You know the last time that that happened on a major scale? One, it almost caused the war in Cuba. Two, it caused World War II with Japan. And these are the same things that have done and worked before in the past that they're using all over again because we weren't around then. The U.S. had a blockade of Japan and it was actually suffocating the Japanese economy. And Japan has all the nuclear power on, you remember Fukushima. The reason why Fukushima nuclear facilities were there is because Japan doesn't have any natural resources and has a huge economy. So it has to import a lot of oil. And when you cut that oil off, it's just like someone chasing you into your home with a gun, but you had a gun in your house, and then they cut your water off. Then they cut your lights off. Then they started to cut your, you know, everything else off that you needed to survive. What are you going to do? You're going to come out in a blaze. It's now we have to fight. This is how you trigger a false flag that will be major. So I wouldn't be surprised if that issue is pushed. And when it does, just know this. You are within days or weeks, at best months, before a major, major, major event. And I think that event will have nuclear ramifications as far as a dirty bomb or something else going off somewhere in the States. So definitely it is definitely working up. Next article, this one from countertelegraph.com. Bitcoin demand surges in Zimbabwe following a successful coup. That's what the article says. The price of Bitcoin has surged by as much as 10% on Zimbabwe's exchange in mid-November 2017 after the military successfully staged a coup d'etat. The country is already known not to have strong economics. Zimbabwe's peak month of inflation was November 2008 when the rate of inflation hit estimates at 79.6 billion percent. I think the U.S. is going to shatter that. So check out that article. Bitcoin is you know, never has gone through an economic calamity, and this is some of the first indications of what could happen when Bitcoin goes through some of these economic calamities. It was doing well there. So a lot of good other articles. I want to get some of the articles that Roz had posted. This is from South China Morning Post. How the U.S. stopped complaining about China's exchange rate policy. Next article. Roz posted this. Oh, let me read this. The U.S. Loud complaints about the currency, China's currency exchange rate, a thorny issue in the two nations' ties over the past decade, have quietly faded away since Donald Trump became president. Check out that article. China's high-tech launch system for old heavy fighter jet craft. Check that out. That was from Roz also, and that is going to be in South China Morning Post. Another one from the conversation. Will Puerto Ricans return home after Hurricane Maria? Even before the year's devastating hurricane season, the team of demographics I work with at Penn Station and Puerto Rico's Institution of Statistics had predicted that the population of Puerto Rico would decline over the next few decades after Hurricane Irma and Maria accelerated this trend. See, they got what they wanted. Moving the people off the land. So, okay, so that's some of the stuff that's in the news. Oh, man. I am beat, y'all. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue. I am actually on the board. We'll be able to see you on queue. And if I'm doing something else, just say excuse me. And also, let me just see, is my sister Strategic Melanin here? If so, Strategic Melon, give me a call. What up to everyone that's there? Glad to have you in on the show. So we're going to get going in the show. But before we do that, I got to play something for you. Man, I got to play something for you. Very, 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 very important. I was unaware of this, but I'm not surprised by this. Let me just pull this up. And this has to do with ATM stimmers and scams. Very, very, very important. And big ups to my man Ace for sending me this. Thanks, Ace, for sending that over. Very, very appreciate that a lot. Appreciate you. All right, so let me pull this baby up. Want you to hear this. You need to hear it. It's about 2 minutes. And I didn't have time to post it today. So let me just load that up. Okay, here we go.
Also new tonight, an alert about something most of us use fairly regularly, the ATM. Well, a Metro Atlanta woman who used one recently discovered a skimmer attached to the card reader.
The devices can give identity thieves access to your bank account, but the 19's Dante Rinzulli wanted to show you exactly how they work. Tonight, he demonstrates how to spot one of these skimmers in action.
Just like this, an identity thief can attach a card skimmer to an ATM and steal the bank account information of every person who visits afterward. It's happening a lot more often than people are catching it. Some might be worried they'll break a real card slot if they check for a skimmer too roughly, but police say that would be hard to do.
You certainly don't want to use like a tire iron, but you go up and just pull on it.
Coweta County Lieutenant Jason Fetner is investigating a recent case where a woman found a skimmer at this ATM on Highway 34 between Noonan and Peachtree City. Fender suggests everybody should do their own check before using a machine like this one.
You're not going to damage or destroy an ATM by pulling on it and checking to make sure there's nothing wrong with it.
He says affixing the skimmer too tightly would take extra time, and the thief generally wants to put this on and be gone in a matter of seconds.
If he spends 25 minutes at the ATM installing it, the police are going to get called.
And it's not just the ATM where this is happening. The gas station is another big place to worry about. Now, police say that this should be part of every gas pumping routine. Before you put your card in this slot, give a good yank on the area immediately around it. You should be able to pull it off with just your hand alone, no tools necessary. But if you're still not sure, take a good look at the area all around the keypad to make sure there's no little cameras pointing at it. It's going to be small, a lot smaller than a typical surveillance camera, and it might be underneath here or under here. Identity thieves can use your card numbers a lot more effectively if they also have the zip code or PIN number that goes with them. There's as many different types of card skimmers as there are machines to blend in with, so there's no one thing to look for. Physically pulling on them is the only way to know for sure. I'm Dante Rizzulli, CBS 46 News, 19.
Okay, everyone, 1 second. So, man, that was – I wanted to bring that to you because I think that's a very, very important. Okay, now, with these ATM skimmers, and it's all a scam. So they're not only there. They're in a lot of other places. Whenever you're using your credit card or using your debit card or your ATM card, make sure that you check the overall devices that you're using, especially at ATMs. And you may not be able to see this. I'm going to post this inside of – 1 second. I'm going to post it inside of Tando. Posted there so you can see this for yourself and pass this along to all of your friends. Tell everyone you know. Very, very, very important. I'm going to post it there. Now, this is very, very important because this is actually happening in, and I didn't know it was as you know, happening as much as it is happening, as we, especially as now we go into the overall retail holidays, because that's all they really are. They're nothing but retail holidays. This is going to be everywhere. So how, if you didn't see it, how this works is that you go up to a ATM machine, and the when you slide your card, where you put your card in to actually swipe your card or put your card in, what you should do is actually tug on that really hard to make sure it doesn't pop out. If it pops out, that's because that's a fraudulent skimmer or swiper, which is you know, used to have in old days, they were like black boxes and everything else, and they would have that. And I'm going to tell you, too, and also when you go to different restaurants and you hand your card to different people, which, you know, I always try to practice, don't just hand them your card and make sure you see them swipe it or you swipe it yourself so that no one is using a black box on you, another form of a skimmer. Now, what this is that you pull up to the ATM machine or you walk up to the ATM machine, whatever it is that you put your card in, whatever you where you insert your card, tug on that real hard, push it up and down, side to side. You're not going to break it. And if it does break, it's because it was put over the actual ATM processor. And you need to do that. And it's also happening at gas stations. It's just put it. It's just know that it's happening everywhere. ATM machines that are you know that are not inside of the banks, because it's much easier to put those on there. The ones inside of the banks, even though the banks are skimming the heck out of us anyhow. So, just wanted to bring that. I guess that's a you know a PSA to your attention. So that you will know. And
hey, Dave,
that
you,
is...
You got a call.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, you got a call, but I just wanted to add, we reported on New Abolitionist Radio about a year or so ago. These things have been in wide use. But police also use similar technology to take money off of your debit cards and what have you. I will have to pull it up, and I'm going to post it in BTR
community. No, I remember
community.
That.
But I think you got Roz on the board.
Okay, one second. I'm going to go to... I just had it because I know L.A. Ramon had posted something, and then as soon as I hit it, it knocked me off the board. So
what you
got
to do, Dave,
refresh it.
What you got to do is you have to hold down the control key when you click on links in the chat room, and then it'll open it up in a new browser. It took me a while to figure that out because when I clicked on it, it would shut down the whole thing. So that's just a flaw in the design of this conference system. So just hold down the control key and then click on it. But I think his link is posted incorrectly.
Okay, yeah, because it kicked me out. So let's go to the caller in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you calling from, and what is your question or comment? I'm back in. I think that was...
347?
Yeah, no, that's I think that's Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. How y'all doing?
What up, Thomas? How you feeling, brother?
I'm okay, my man. Peace to you, peace to Scotty. I just had some articles that I wanted to draw attention to. I saw of a video.
It's Tony Vincent.
What's good, brother? I saw a video with Elon Musk. He unveiled his new trucks, semi-trucks.
Uh-huh.
The Tesla semi-trucks, and I thought it was pretty compelling because you don't need a CDL license to drive these. They go from 0 to 60 in 5 seconds, and with a full 80,000 payload, it's 20 seconds.
What?
60. Yeah, and they won't flip over, they won't tilt over, regardless of how tight you turn it, because the battery packs are going to be holding the actual freight in place, and it would be impossible, he said, for it to tip over, because they have hydraulics in the batteries that keep that stable at all times. And you don't have to brake it yourself. It automatically brakes itself with their self-driving technology. So I just thought that was pretty interesting because they're going to kill a whole industry. Pretty much anybody with a regular driver's license could drive a semi-truck with one of these. Also, same person, Elon Musk. He just unveiled today. Yesterday, I just want to pull up the article so I'm not giving misinformation here. However, his space constellation that he's satellite constellation that he's building out of space, it's a go. He's been fully funded for it, and he's starting. He already started putting them up this year, but they're gonna be a serious go next year. Man, my internet is super slow right here, but either way,
no problem, Tom.
is 4,425 satellites he's going to be putting in space in the next 2 years that will give Wi-Fi to every part of the world. And I believe it should be free access, or it might be people that have to pay. But either way, this is going to be the Skynet that you see in the Terminator. Once all the computers are online and talking to each other, you know, then by his artificial intelligence, of course, because he has the best artificial intelligence in the world. So I just wanted to say those two stories. Wanted to know what was your thoughts on this submarine thing that's going on down in Argentina. Do you think that was an attack? And it was one more thing I wanted to say. You kind of touched on it earlier. Man, it's eluding my brain right now, brother. I'm sorry about that.
No, you go.
Dad, I
just jump back in.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, just jump back in. Man, when that overall truck with the payload and the speed in which, man, that is going to wreck shop for a lot of, you know, industries. For the people within those industries, because that's crazy at those speeds and that's nuts. So yeah, this artificial intelligence thing is real, and then the global Wi-Fi. Let me tell you, yeah, that's definitely going to be happening, and part of that global Wi-Fi is going to be what? Cryptocurrency. This is where that overall blockchain is going to really, really take off and have a position like never before. Now, Thomas, how soon before they put up these satellites for the global Wi-Fi? If you can, okay.
It says they'll begin to launch into orbit in the year 2019. But what they're not telling you that's in this article that I have in an older article that I don't have access to is that he already has 400 something of these up already. That's fully functional. So they've been building it slowly, but what this is saying, this article is saying that he's finally gotten all the money he needs to put all of them up. He's saying put in the date of 2019. I believe that'll be the completion date.
Yep, I definitely could see that. That'd be the completion date. Yep.
At the end of that video with the trucks, the trucks start to pull off the stage, and people are clapping. You know how they do the big Steve Jobs type event when he's releasing a new product.
Right.
It was the pressure. And then the back of the city opens, and out comes out the new Tesla car, which is going to be the fastest production car in the world, 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds, which is ridiculous. The other story that I wanted to bring up, you know, anytime you see this happen, this is an attack on Russia. Afghanistan, United States military started bombing the opium factories again yesterday. I think they knocked out like 19 yesterday. So they're not knocking out their own. They're not knocking out their own opium factories. This is how they box Russia in, because like I said before, Russia has a huge opium problem. And they get supplied by Afghanistan too. So anytime that they need Russia to fall in line, you'll notice that you'll see attack on the heroin stuff over there, or the opium industry in Afghanistan. That's to keep Russia in line, because without Russia being able to get that opium, they're going to have a huge internal crisis. One out of four young adults are strung out in their largest cities, Moscow and Stalingrad or St. Petersburg. So I think this was to get them to fall in line, because they did sanction North Korea with state sponsor of terrorists today, which means no one can do business with them.
So true. Yeah, that is definitely true. And these are all of the events that are folding into this World War III that's going to turn into Global Nuclear War I, and is going to be a lot of it is going to be fought digitally. It's going to be a digital battlefield, which it already has been, and that overall space is going to grow. So, man, big ups, Thomas. Great articles there for what's in the news. So, and the submarine, you said about the Argentinian submarine. I didn't follow up on much of that. I saw it, but I didn't follow up on it, so I can't really talk about it because I don't know. I mean, I haven't drawn an opinion about it, and because I haven't done anything with it, but I did see it. But I do know that everything is starting to really line up. There was a lot of stuff that we could have put into what's in the news for today. But many events are lining up for this overall global engagement that is going to be hot and heavy for a while. And so we want to prepare for that as much as we possibly can. So, listen, Mayor, my man Thomas, greatly appreciate you. And we're getting ready to go for a commercial break. If we could, Roz, I see you in queue. Definitely going to go to you after this. Give me, Scotty, if you could give me a couple of minutes. I got to grab something to drink real quick here. Give me a couple of minutes in the commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. I would like to invite you to join Every.Black, the premier digital marketplace and directory for black businesses and entrepreneurs. Membership benefits include representation on 12 websites, 12 Facebook pages, and 12 Twitter accounts. Your company will also be featured in the monthly e-letter. Sign up today by typing in every.black. Use the discount promotional code SISI. For more information, call 253-343-7284. When it comes to promoting your business, remember every.black.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right, we're back. Dave, you there?
Yep.
All right.
We're here. We're back. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, today is a current event day. If you'd like to just jump in and just tell us some of the things that was going on, and would love to hear from you all, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and we will see you in queue. I'm on the board. I can see you, and I will definitely will bring you up. So with that being said, we're going to jump back into the show, and we got my man out of NJ, my home state, from out of Jersey. My man Roz is there. Roz, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's going on, bro?
Hey, peace. What's good? How you doing?
I'm good, my brother. I'm good. What's happening?
All right. Peace to Scotty, too. I heard him talking earlier. Peace to you and also Thomas. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base on a couple of things, actually.
Yes, sir.
From what I know about the Argentinian sub, the last I saw is that they're starting to run out of air. So they're lost. There's no communication. And they're starting to run out of air in this nuclear sub wherever they're lost. So they might end up losing.
No, it's not nuclear. It's not nuclear. Because Argentina doesn't have any nukes.
Cool. Okay, because I know that they definitely said it was running out of air, so they had a critical change in the search for this missing crew underwater. So we'll see what happens as that develops. That's the last that I saw of that. About the satellite constellations, that's what we had talked about like maybe a year ago. And it's not just Elon Musk's company that's doing it. There's a couple of other big companies as well. That I know one company put out like 700 satellites, and there were plans to put out more. So this is not just Tesla that's involved in this. There's a couple of other communication companies, and that's supposed to facilitate the creation of this whole 5G paradigm, where they're supposed to send signals from the Earth to the satellites and from the satellites to the Earth, so that no matter where a person is, even if it is in a remote place in Antarctica, they'll be able to access the internet and get a cell phone signal. So that's the basic premise of it. Again, it's shooting out all these crazy microwaves and electromagnetic radiation that has been found to be quite detrimental to people, and we're already bombarded in our homes, but now they're going to make it where, you know, and it's already like this, but they're basically about everywhere you go, you're going to be getting hit with these rays. So the importance of having EMF devices that protect you from that is going to be crucial as they move forward with these crazy programs. Also,
and you know what, Rod, you know what's so significant? What's so significant about that also is they're going to be able to control the overall weather even more, and to strengthen that, because the satellites will be proper, you know, will be in a better position for that, and to control that whole the controlling of the stratosphere and ionizing it and everything else. Oh man, this is going to be, you know, it already has the capability is already there, but it's only going to even grow. The influence of it is going to be even more.
I agree, and it's funny you said that, because one of the companies that's involved in this whole satellite constellation process and putting these, you know, tons and tons of satellites in the
space heart,
the orbit of the planet. One of them, the program they have is called Iridium, and for those who don't know what Iridium is a very rare element, and it's only created when meteors or big objects impact the planet. It creates this Iridium, and Iridium has a reflective capacity on sunlight. So basically, that's also part of their plan as well, from what my research is showing, is they also wanted to see the sky to reflect more of the sunlight to stave off global warming, they claim. But also, I've seen articles recently that have been talking about the fact that not just the planet, but us and other living things are being affected by cosmic radiation from other stars. So stars that are far away, not in our solar system, we're also getting energy from these other planetary bodies that we have not gotten in history before, and that is causing changes in our DNA. So what they're really trying to do too is basically stop the spiritual upgrade that's taking place, because nature's doing this thing automatically. That's why you see that, you know, white people are disappearing. It's basically trying to balance itself out, but at the same time there's information being received, because information is light. Light is information. That's the whole concept of fiber optics, being able to send information using a light beam. So we're also getting cosmic information that is tapping into our DNA. And they don't want that happening either. So one of those programs was called Iridium, which basically was also discussing not just the satellite constellation, but the climate control they're trying to create by reflecting as much of the cosmic and sun rays, reflecting that off so it doesn't hit the planet and hit us. So that's something that I wanted to talk about, because I found that to be just quite telling. Also, when you talked about the skimmers, it's funny because the police also use a skimmer that's known as the Stingray. And basically it mimics, and I talked about this like a year ago too, it mimics a cell site. So if they're looking for, let's say, a particular person or a criminal or a group of people in a specific area, the police can have it as a handheld device. They can shoot out, and it'll basically fool all of the cell phones in a given area to believe that it is a cell phone tower. And your phone starts communicating with this device, and they can download all of your messages, all of your pictures. Mm-hmm. They will know who called you, who you called.
Your location.
Yep, and if you have those apps, the bank apps and all that stuff with all your personal information, they'll get all of that too. So anything that's on that phone, the police can receive it and use it for whatever purposes they want to use it for. I read a couple articles talking about the fact that they're saying that these people, that the police need to get warrants before using this device because it's so invasive. But we know we live in America, the land of the slaves, so there's no such thing as getting warrants. They do what they want, and they'll worry about a warrant after the fact. But this is just something else I wanted to let people know about. Then they came out with another device. It's called the Manta Ray, and this they use to detect illegal cell phones in the prison.
Hey, Ross.
So they basically scan the prison to get any illegal contraband phones from prisoners that are in the prison. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Was that Scotty?
Yes. Those are two different things that the police are using. Yes. That fake cell phone tower, what they'll do is, mm-hmm. and I've actually seen some of these in Charlotte, what they'll do is, okay. if they suspect a community, and we know who the only communities they suspect, they'll set up those towers to try to intercept drug trafficking, you know, people discussing drug trafficking on their cell phones and what have you. And so there has been a whole legal debate about that. But what I was talking about is what's called, I found the article, I'll post it in BTR community. It's called Electronic Recovery and Access to Data Card Readers. Let me just read this briefly. The Oklahoma Department of Public Safety temporarily suspended its use of vehicle-mounted electronic recovery and access to data card readers Monday following widespread criticism of the technology. DPS Commissioner Michael Thompson is scheduled to attend a training on the ERAD machines, after which the departments will reassess their use. Now, let me get back down to what they're saying. Law enforcement officials in Oklahoma and elsewhere describe civil asset forfeiture as an important weapon yep. against the drug trade, allowing them to target illicit proceeds that may not be in proximity to contraband. They say ERAD technology is a necessary tool to keep up with criminals who have begun putting money on prepaid cards in order to avoid having cash seized by police. And anybody that knows about the asset forfeiture program, it is heavily abused. They get billions of dollars off of people without even charging you with a crime. Okay, and so now they're saying, oh, now we just gonna, hey, you got a prepaid card or you got a debit card, we gonna read, see how much money you got in the. They don't even have to prove that's connected to drug sales. So yeah, there's two. I just want to point out there's two different types of technology they're using.
Thank you for that.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ross.
Well, I was going to say that the key word that they use with that, because I saw a great documentary they have on Viceland, a show called Weeder Kid, and they were discussing people who have had their assets forfeited and stolen by the law enforcement due to their involvement in medical cannabis. And they were talking about the fact that they have the key word, we talk about this on the Cal constantly, discretion. So if the police officer believes or suspects that any item in your home or in your property in your vehicle was used or was purchased with drug money or, you know, any illegal whatever, they can take it. And basically they take anything they want. One lady talked about the fact that they took a whole collection of sex toys she had and all this other stuff, and she was so upset because she said she couldn't go back to get this stuff, because who wants to stand in front of a judge and tell him, oh, the police took all of my sex toys and all this other stuff too? It was crazy. But the stuff that they steal, the cash, is just phenomenal. It's just a whole nother means of them basically making money, and it's doing legally what the drug trade used to do for police illegally. They would get their little handouts from the drug dealers so they leave them alone and shake down their enemies and not mess with them. It's the same thing, but it's all legal. It's like, we can take whatever we want. You know, and that's exactly what Scotty said. That is the whole process, is this utilized with their discretion, and their discretion is going to lead in the direction of the police taking everything you have of value that they think they can use. Just incredible. And then lastly, I just wanted to say, I looked up the term crypto, and I've always studied, like, you know, cryptids, cryptozoology, and the term crypto means hidden. So if you're talking about cryptocurrency, they're talking about hidden currency. And all of the currency that we've dealt with in history is crypto, because all of those rich criminals, what do? They hide their currency. They make it scarce, and they put it in places where they can stash it and then live off of the what they stolen from the average everyday person. So ultimately, the cryptocurrency will also provide those same means of them scheming. The whole idea of us getting on it is for us to use these same legal means that these criminals use to amass ourselves through crowdfunding, legal currency that we can turn into hard assets, like Scotty and you were saying earlier, Dave. But crypto means hidden currency, so this is going to be a more sophisticated way. Because if you think about it, I thought that the digital currency is supposed to make things more transparent. You see the numbers in front of you; they can take tax on every transaction. But yet, even in that process, it is hidden money. And the best way of looking at it as hidden money is if you violate any code that the system deems a crime, and then they make your bank account disappear. They hide your money, and you can't prove you ever had an account. Your social security number will disappear. Crypto. That's crypto right there. They're hiding you out of the system. Thank you. I'll mute my line.
Yep. Very, 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 very important. Ordeal here, because this is not going to stop. It's only going to continue to grow. And you know, that's the asset forfeiture thing. It is totally illegal. It's taxation. It is the state, or the really the crossing borders taxation that's being done there. It's completely illegal, without any legal recourse to seize people's property. They're basically taken at free will. So, yeah, that's only going to continue to grow. Now, imagine when this country goes through a major economic crisis, and all of this technology and technology is there. I'm going to say there was one person that I knew of that knew of something like that, and they were a hacker. And what did they do? They turned around and hacked the system for that, and it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And you know, hackers, they send you a message as to why they did what they did. So, but it's bad, it's not good, and people have, they've been preying on people, and it's all a part of the whole corporate charades. It's all a part of the whole corporate charade. So, very, very, very important. Thanks. So, yeah, go ahead, brother.
Well, I'm sorry for interjecting. I just remember you.
No, you're good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I apologize. Yeah, you were talking about the gas station and them stealing your car. That happened to me. So I just want to put that out.
Yeah, that happened to me.
In Jersey as a state, they don't allow a self-service. So someone has to actually get the card or whatever, and they pump your gas. You're not legally allowed to pump your own gas. And the person that taking the card, and I was just peeping them. I told you my alert game was on point. I don't mess around when I leave. So I saw him do some kind of weird body motion, and he was kind of blocking my view of my card, and like I almost leaked out of the car on him. Like my wife was like, "Yo," because she knows me, you know, like she knows what I like when it comes to that stuff. So I was about to leap out the car, and then I said, "You know what? Let me just call a bank and cancel my card." And I literally, like seconds after we left, I canceled my card, because I kid you not, if it wasn't for my wife, he'd have seen me that day. And it might have been on the news. So it was like, she grabbed me. She was like, "Nah, don't do that." I said, "Yo, I'm about to see this dude." And she said, and from that point, like, she understood with that experience, because they did actually take my car. and my card number. And with that experience, just being aware, like you said, if you're in a restaurant, you're in a public place, or you have to give someone your card, don't just turn and have a conversation with the person that's in your car. Make sure you watch what they're doing with your card. You know, they even have these skimmers that look like little mini briefcases with, and they do it a lot around
black boxes.
Since people go shopping and stuff, and more. That's why I hate going shopping and all that stuff. But they'll stand behind you on the checkout line, and that box will be picking up any cards in your wallet. They can go through your purse, your pocketbook, anything that's there. And they have something called RFID protectors. I have one that I use in my wallet, and you put one card in front of your credit card, one behind it, and if anyone's shooting a signal, a clandestine and unknown to you, they won't be able to breach to steal your card information. The only time your card will be unsafe is if you take it out of the wallet from between those two protectors. Then, of course, if they're using it at that time, they can steal it. But as long as it's in your wallet and it's between those two RFID protectors, they can't skim your information. So I just wanted to tell that story because it was something that personally happened to me. And, you know, I figured at least if I can talk about other people who might be in similar situations down the road would be more apt to be aware of what's going on around them.
Ross and Dave, do you think that you could create, let's just say, a bootleg protector by lining your wallet with aluminum foil? You think that might work?
That might work in some instances, but I think that with the technology now, that wouldn't work as well as the protectors, because some of these protectors are actually, they put like all of these weird, it's almost like a diode. It has this thing that can actually dissipate these frequencies, so when they're shooting these waves, because they're basically just shooting them in a myriad of directions, hoping to capture someone's information. And since the average person...
Same thing with cell phones.
Exactly. So they think, hey, you know, my wallet's in my bag, in my pocketbook, in my pocket. And nobody's going to get that. But they may not be paying attention to the news to know that, hey, somebody can stand like 3 to 4 feet away from you and take everything that, as far as any card you have, and most people have multiple cards. They have multiple debit cards or one debit card and multiple credit cards. All of those cards, they can get all that information just with two second swipe, and then they walk off. They'll stand there for a second, get what they need, and keep it moving, and you have no idea your information has been stolen until your money starts disappearing. Or in my case, like my bank, they don't play. Like they'll shut my card down instantly, and I have to call and verify a purchase or whatever, and that's happened to me multiple times. It's been inconvenient, but it's helped me in times when these sorts of things have happened to me where I've had to deal with it. So if you don't have a bank that has a security process that is very stringent, where they'll double check with you if they see anything that looks amiss, then you really want to be on point about when you're out and about, especially now the holiday season, because them criminals are just, I mean, it's 24/7 with that now, because everyone's Christmas shopping and all of that, and we all know that the holiday rush happens right after Halloween. Once it's Halloween, you're already talking about Christmas. They usually skip Thanksgiving. They go right to Christmas. So just be aware when you're out and about with your family and tell your relatives, because they're really slick and it's getting more and more sophisticated. So, yeah, I think that the aluminum foil would work for certain things, but the sophistication of stuff now is as such that you really want something that's comprehensive as comprehensive as can be. Because, like I said, I have the RFID protectors, but once you take that card out from between those protectors, it's vulnerable again, because you have to swipe it or put the chip in the machine or hand it to the cashier for them to do it or whatever the case may be. So in those moments, it becomes vulnerable until you put it back between the RFID protector.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, this is the foolproof plan that I have. I keep bad credit and I keep all my stuff maxed out. Ain't nothing to steal from me. Nothing at all to steal. So I'm just playing. No, but I'm serious in some ways. You just got to figure it out. So, yeah, this is a tactic to it all. But Mylar bags, Mylar is a real help against that. My man, LA, he caught that. He caught what I was saying. That's it. I keep bad credit and I keep everything maxed out. Ain't nothing to steal. They look at myself. They say, okay, don't even... You don't even play with that. I don't even. My man, L.A. Ramon, he caught that. So, hey, one thing L.A. Ramon had posted, that's why we should get into mining. Blockchain is the real money, the crypto. Yes, 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 yes. We should be actually into mining.
mining cryptocurrencies, and we should be into the coins for change. $50, the entry on $50. I don't know if you all heard. I'm going to give you a real quick spill on why we should be into this, because we need to be able to use this to our advantage. And I'm getting all set up here. Give me a couple of days, and I'll be in a better position to now start to facilitate. I needed to find out as much as I could about the company, the platform, and everything else. It's been an ordeal. So we've been trying to help you all. But listen, let me tell you why coins have changed. Small fees can be collected on the back end of the Bitcoin transaction. Yes. So very, very, very important. The cryptos, why this is so important is because right now cryptocurrency, even though Bitcoin went over $8,000 today for one coin, and I definitely see it going much higher because this is the system that actually is the banking system. We've been in cryptocurrency. You've been in cryptocurrency your whole life. It's called your credit card and your bank account. Okay, it's digital. So now, on this platform through Coins of Change, and I'm going to give another class this week on for new members, and then the members itself. Today, I will be doing a members class at 9:30 Central Standard Time for the new members. For the regular members, those of you, you know the number. We're going to use that line, and then I'm going to give other information to you guys where we're going to. Everyone should be inside of the Coins for Change, Dallas Coin for Change. And how you can do that is go to Telegraph, and then you can find me on Telegraph if you are a member at David Wren on Telegraph. Send me a message if you are a member inside of Coins of Change, and then I will put you inside of the Dallas network where we'll send you information. All right, so here's what's so phenomenal. $50 worth of Bitcoin, and there's some, you know, there's the gas fee that could be anywhere. You want to send more than $50, but for order for you to get into the leverage position of $50, this is amazing. A leverage position of $50 worth of Bitcoin will allow you to earn up to 179 Bitcoins, and you never have to buy into it again. You make a one-time contribution. It's based off of crowdfunding. Now, a great thing about the platform is that it's residual. You'll be able to come back in once you make another. After you make your top tier, you can come back into the overall platform, making another $50 contribution, and you'll have your position that you had before, and everyone else that will come back in after you. Believe me, you make it to your fifth level, you're going to stay in Coins of Change. And what you're going to be doing is leveraging that. Now, let me just say this. Please, everyone with Coins of Change, it's only been around for a month. Have some patience. It's not even open up to the general population. Have some patience. It's not going to make you a millionaire overnight. You're going to have to do some things, okay? It's not where, you know, with anything worthwhile, you have to do something. So in this platform, really all you have to do is make your overall contribution, become a member, and share it with people. If they do it, they do it. If they don't, they don't. But if you don't share it, they won't know, and they definitely won't do it. So it's no mandatory, requirement to recruit, but it's in your best interest to do it. So this platform is absolutely sick. The leverage, the value of it is phenomenal. Sorry about that, guys. The value of it is absolutely staggering, okay? And so what I'm going to do today, I may have to, because I need to do a YouTube video on how to set up your account. And then do a YouTube. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to do instead of doing a members call tonight, because I'm going to I need to do a YouTube video. And there's only so many hours in a day. And if anybody's done a YouTube video, it's not something that's very easy to do with the editing and all. So this is what I want to do. I will do a members. Got to get this in before the holidays, everybody start moving around. I'm going to do it. No, I'm going to still do the members call tonight at 9:30, and I'll do the YouTube video. Another late night. So it requires you to do some things. Nothing is where you just sit back and, you know, it's not worth it then. It's you know, you have to have some form of work ethic in anything that you do. Freedom ain't free. Sovereignty has to be secured. And there is a price that always pays. What is it that what is it that you're doing? What is it that you're building? Whenever you're building something, you're going to have to pick up the foundation. You got to lay the foundation, pour the cement, and then you're going to have to level it. Then you're going to have to, you know, bring in and make sure all of your measurements are. You got to do work. You're going to have to do work. Please don't come with a non-work attitude where I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. Then don't get into it. Don't get into it. You know, but there's going to be people that are going to do that. But don't expect for much to happen. Just work, do what you can. Think about what is it that you can do. Constantly think about what is it that you can do if this is what you really want to do. Learn the system and you'll see the value in it. And I want to get as many people in it before the beginning of the year. Because after the beginning of the year, the rest of the world, it'll be open up to the rest of the world. They're going to be running into this stuff. So I don't have a problem working hard. I hope that you don't either, because that builds your overall. I firmly believe hard work always builds your character. Hard work. And I know that this system has made a microwave thinking and microwave society where we think everything is right away. And when that doesn't happen, we make the fatal mistake of jumping out of things, and then we look back 6 months later when you weren't doing anything anyhow, and then boom, it's totally, totally exploded, and you're like, oh, shoot, I should have stayed. Just work it, and time goes by real fast. So we'll definitely do this. So this platform with Coins of Change is absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Whoa. Phenomenal. Okay. My man L.A. Ramon said, you see that BCC YouTube hoax about Russia's launching missiles? Man, that ain't funny. Yeah. No, I haven't, L.A. Ramon. I definitely will check that out. Scotty said I need to hit control and then hit it. Hopefully this works. So I'm going to check this out. What L.A. Ramon just sent me. Ha, it worked. Got it, Scotty. If anybody would find out how to work it, I knew you would. So let me just real quick, Coins of Change, phenomenal, phenomenal opportunity. There are very few, if any. I haven't heard of any opportunities like this at all. And the overall leverage of it is absolutely sick. Okay, so there is a I think I've seen this before. Got this thing from L.A. Ramon. It's a good video. Oh, no, I never seen this one. Okay, you know what? Let's check this out. I want to check this out. I really want to check this out. I'm going to play this real quickly. We're ad-libbing on today's show because I need to. We got 3 minutes before the break. When we come back out of the break, I'm going to set this up. I want to hit this up. This is pure drama fiction. I strongly suggest that if you are easily frightened or believe anything you see on YouTube, then I would ask that you go elsewhere for your entertainment. Okay, this is a fictional drama. Breaking news, November the 20th, 2017. Oh, man, I definitely want to see this. It kind of reminds me when we did the series for the 96-hour margin call, which we never finished because we're going to be living through the 96-hour margin call coming back up. So when we come back out of the break, I'm going to jump into this. I want to hear this. But before we do that, listen. Definitely, you want to get in Coins of Change. I will have a new members. I probably won't. I'm going to make a YouTube video. I'll post it inside of BTR community, and then I will do a YouTube video
for Coins of Change Opportunity, and I'll do a YouTube video on how to set up your account. Okay? I'll do that so to make it easier for you all that are going to it, and I can just send you to that. So, listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back out of a commercial break, L.A. Ramon sent me something. I want to check it out, and I'll share it with you. I haven't seen it, but I know it's pretty good because my man sent it to me. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. My man L.A. Ramon sent me this. I want to check this out. Seems like it'll be pretty good. So here we go. It says, and I posted inside, it's an hour long, but we're not going to do an hour long. Let's just check out the first parts of it. It says, breaking news, November the 20th, 2017, fictional drama. It's just for entertainment, y'all. Please, please. Okay, so here we go. Oops. Here we go.
Welcome to the BBC News Desk. We have breaking news of a serious incident between Russian and NATO forces near the coast of Latvia. Although the details are uncertain, early reports indicate that a Russian surveillance aircraft was fired upon by naval vessels of NATO forces operating in that region after apparently straying into Latvian sovereign airspace. It's unclear at this stage whether the Russian aircraft was shot down or not. This incident comes in the wake of a similar event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually saw this and actually played this one time before. So, yeah, we've done this, but this is a pretty good one. So I'm going to let it roll again. So I just wanted to let you know, for some of you may have heard it before, but, yeah, this is a pretty good one. So here we go.
Some time ago, in which two Russian pilots were killed after being shot down by Turkish surface-to-air missiles near the border with Syria. It's not known what caused this latest incident or at exactly what time the conflict took place, but it is believed that it happened earlier today and that Russian forces have returned fire. The government has convened a meeting of the Emergency Cobra Committee, and senior members of the British military have been seen entering 10 Downing Street. There were chaotic scenes earlier today as Prime Minister Theresa May was rushed back to Downing Street as details of the international crisis began to emerge. She had been due to attend a meeting with senior business leaders in the city today, followed by a cross-party governmental committee meeting on electoral reform, but these plans have been cancelled in light of current developments. The government spokesperson said that no statement will be issued until the situation becomes clearer. Kate Miller reports.
News of the outbreak of military action between Russia and NATO has been greeted across the globe with expressions of concern and alarm. There are unconfirmed reports that Russian forces have retaliated by engaging in direct fire against several NATO warships. Two U.S. cruisers, the USS Princeton and the USS Gettysburg, are reported to be in the region, but it's not known if they were directly involved in the incident. The Ministry of Defense has yet to confirm these reports, stating that the situation is changing rapidly and that they'd be making a formal statement in due course, but acknowledging that something very serious has happened. In Europe, senior military leaders have been meeting at regional NATO headquarters, indicating that a response to what they describe as unwarranted Russian aggression is being planned. A general military alert has been issued across Europe, including the deployment of over 50,000 NATO troops to key points along the central border to Russia, and the activation of over 200,000 reserve troops from France, Germany, Holland, and the UK. The first contingent of British troops has already left RAF Brize Norton. All military leave has been cancelled, and the mobilisation of all British forces nationally and internationally has been ordered by the government. And we're just receiving reports that at least one NATO warship has sustained serious damage as a result of direct fire from Russian forces. Details are unclear and the number of casualties remains unknown, but it's reported that at least one vessel has been sunk with major loss of life and that contact has been lost with a further two ships in the area. The US President Donald Trump has condemned the Russian military action, calling on President Putin to pull back from what the US government has described as a reckless and warlike posture which can only lead to greater conflict. World leaders have expressed their condemnation of Russian military action, stating their support for US and NATO forces and their hope that a peaceful, negotiated settlement to the conflict can be achieved. The Pentagon has convened a meeting of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and a worldwide military alert has been declared for all US forces with immediate effect. We'll be bringing you further information on the US response to the situation as details emerge.
The conflict in the Baltic Sea continues to escalate, with reports that a number of Royal Navy vessels have joined the battle. It's believed that HMS Lancaster and HMS Duncan are leading the British response, and that HMS Northumberland is en route to provide additional support. The Royal Navy Trafalgar-class submarine HMS Torbay is believed to be in the region, but it is not clear whether it's involved in the conflict. The Ministry of Defence has declined to comment, stating that the military response to the situation would be proportionate, but that it would not be appropriate to discuss any details thereafter. Several destroyers from the Russian Baltic Fleet have been spotted near the coast of Finland, indicating a potential major escalation in the scale of the conflict and increasing fears that the fighting may get out of hand before a political solution can be negotiated. In response to global condemnation of Russian military action, President Putin has stated that Russia will use whatever means are necessary to defend itself, including the use of its strategic military capabilities. Russian forces are already at a heightened state of combat readiness following significant military exercises over recent months and the deployment of the Russian S-400 advanced surface-to-air missile system along the central border between Russia and Western Europe.
Reporting restrictions have been imposed due to the sensitivity of divulging troop movements, but we're hoping for an update from our local reporters in the region and from other news networks in due course. In the UK, the mobilisation of the armed forces is continuing, with a full recall of all reserve forces and heightened security at military bases and airfields. Typhoon fighter jets from 29 Squadron at RAF Coningsby in Lincolnshire and 6 Squadron at RAF Lossiemouth in Scotland have begun patrolling UK airspace, and restrictions on civilian and commercial air traffic have been imposed around military and nuclear power facilities. The Ministry of Defence has ordered the dispersal of key military forces and strategic bomber aircraft to various bases across the country, and the British submarine fleet has left the naval bases at Faslane in Scotland and from Plymouth on the south coast. Traffic restrictions have been reported on certain motorways and access points, causing tailbacks in many areas and bringing traffic to a virtual standstill on parts of the M25. Emergency services and hospitals in the UK have also been placed on high alert. A senior spokesman...
Okay, I just wanted to jump back in real quick. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And, you know, some of the things that you're starting to see here, I definitely can see that this jumping off in this type of scope and in with this type of scale in the Middle East. Because if you look at everything is setting itself up, there was another, I mean, it's just setting itself up that way anyway. And I don't, there isn't really anything that can deter the direction that that the momentum has gained. There really isn't. And you have all of the criteria from debt default to hoarding of trying to control and acquire assets to, you know, to the overall global war positioning. And this is really going to grow, and I do anticipate something happening relatively soon. In today's world, the battlefield is going to be the digital space, hacking, interference, countermeasures, grid takedown, both financial grid and the electrical grid being compromised or being sabotaged would be really more like it. And because that gives a lot of leverage. And when you see how everything is placing itself throughout the world, there was another naval ship that was actually in close to Japan, where another ship was run into. Now, I see that this is one time is an accident, two times is a problem, three times, and this is the fourth time, I believe it is, three times in. This is the overall attacks that are happening. And I definitely see that technology is being used to see how effective it will be once the overall war starts. I wouldn't be surprised if you hear this excuse. Someone took over our controls and fired our the weapons. I think that is going to be a major, major... See, why that's so important is because how that will cause for response. And oh, believe me, they'll be able to quell the general population's skepticism, know that we didn't do it. What they did was they took control of this, and this is why there was a firing. And what they're doing is that they're setting this whole thing up, because they're going to say that it went back, that they were doing test runs on these daggone ships. This is why these ships were so vulnerable to collisions. It's going to come out that way, y'all. They're going to say, we didn't have control we didn't have remote control. They established remote control. And then they're going to tell you how they were able to do it. Remember when Iran was able to bring down one of the U.S.'s Predator drones, or a drone, and then reverse engineer that drone? That's where they're going to say, hey, this is plausible deniability. You clean it up before you do it. And then that's when reality is going to kick in. To everybody here that, oh, shoot, you're not prepared. So I want you to be as prepared as possible. One of the ways that you can get prepared is I want you to get prepared for you to get be financially as financially prepared as you possibly can be to acquire the assets that you will need. So that is my overall goals. And this is one great way. For $50, everyone has $50. Not everyone has $50. Many of us have spent, but for those that don't have $50, it's just as much as a million. But for those that do have it, the overall cost per average in this thing, in coins of change and getting involved in this is minimal to what can be earned and gained from this as an investment. So definitely need to do it. So I definitely see this scenario playing out in so many different ways, but I see it really playing itself out in the Middle East, in the South Sea of China, because in Europe, while everyone is watching one direction, the overall engagement generally happens somewhere else, and then that will spark everything else. And just imagine, I see the U.S. troops are being deployed all over the world and not being able to get back home. So
can I be heard?
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on one second, Jay. Yeah, I'm going to go to you in one second. And then, my man, L.A., I find it disturbing that the BCC would allow this hoax. Or is it really a rehearsal? Yes, I think that's more like it. So let's go to my man, Jerry, that's there. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, man, I got in late, but that clip that L.A. Ramon had put in was very significant. We're gonna talk about some of this on real life tomorrow night. And what I wanted to add in is that I'm not sure about how many of y'all have paid attention, but right now they're creating cyborgs by means of insects, to where they're not creating complete robots, but they are adding mechanical parts to where they can maneuver these insects' motor skills. And this brings me to a couple movies actually, but one of them was Ender's Game, to where they had this young boy who his whole family was trying to be the next generals and what have you in this futuristic military, to where they would use controls like they was playing a game to defeat insects and what have you. And then they have another movie, I can't recall the name of it, but where people would volunteer themselves to get chipped up, and then they could do all kind of stuff, whether they was you had people selling themselves, you had people robbing banks, and all of this was by means of being controlled. You know, they would sit up in their homes and they would use virtual reality to control them. And what I see, as far as like you were saying, all these wars are going to be dealt with on a digital front, but it's still going to be bodies that's going to be leaking blood at the end of the day, because they're trying to make everybody, well, not everybody, but I guess that's eventually the end game for them, is to get everybody chipped up. But for the ones who are not financially able, they will have to go into this and get chipped up. And what will happen is that they will release certain type of access to these people's motor skills, and they will be being controlled by way of remote controls. And this is going to be the future, what I'm seeing. I've seen this, like I said, as far as insects right now, being able to come up through when an earthquake happens, they could come up through the cracks of the earthquake and go in, and they claiming, yeah, I don't see my air quotations, but that it's to help humanity. But we know that every time they come up with something like this, it's used as a war tool. So when you're talking about on the digital fronts, it'll still be people dying and bleeding out, but the people who are actually making these decisions will be behind a computer screen, or maybe even on the Xbox or a PlayStation. So I just wanted to add that real quick, because I thought that pertained real closely to that clip that you just played. But thank you for your time, and I will be tuning in to you Wednesday, Scotty, because we changed our showtime. Thank you for your time. Peace.
My man. So, yeah, definitely. This is, we got this. We played. There's a couple of good ones. There's actually a nuclear one, but this leads up to this. Is really, really good. This has been around. They just changed some of the names and to make it a little more current. But it's a really good thing as to how things will work out. But I think that it's going to work out in so many different ways, and we need to really, 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 really be prepared for this. And so we're going to get out of here a little bit earlier. Let me see. Ramon Pope said this. Let me see. Okay. Okay, cool. So we're definitely going to. So tonight, members, for the members at 9:30 Central Standard Time, or should I just do 10? I mean, that's going to be 11. I'm going to be running. Okay. So what I'm going to do for the members, time is short. So I'm going to do a... Yeah, I'll still do a members call. For those of you, do a members call at 9:30 tonight, and then I will have a YouTube video up for new members on the presentation of Coins of Change, and then for those that want to become members, actually, I will have how to actually do it and set up your overall membership, because it's you have to be familiar with the cryptocurrencies in order to do it correctly and to do it right. So I will help you with that, which is kind of difficult getting people that know nothing about it to get them up to speed, but it's all worth it. So just bear with us. So just want to say thank you all for that called in today. My man Thomas, Roz, Scotty, my man Jerry, and L.A. Ramon for just sending some of that good stuff. I greatly appreciate you all. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later, Brother Bragg, if you would be so kind and chime us out. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.